The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you the news and my views for the past week. Let's tackle the big story first. So we had Donald Trump visiting Texas after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. You know how I remember the name of the hurricane, Harvey? Because there was a great radio man named Paul Harvey. And this is absolutely, you know, off the beaten path here. But I imagine that when Paul Harvey passed away, that he was not being properly remembered by others. And so he came back as a devastating hurricane. But the damage that's done is not funny at all, is it? It's horrible, in fact. And Donald Trump went to visit. And this is, you know, you would think it's a good thing, but apparently he went there too early. So according to the press, he got there too soon. You know, there's a proper timing for these things. See, George Bush got there too late, but Donald Trump got there too early. And then once he got there, he was too optimistic about the good that we could do for people. And so there's a story out today because Donald Trump did not properly visit the people of Texas. He went there and he promised them federal aid and said that we would do everything that we could to help. He brought Melania and but his timing was off, see? His timing was not correct. And so because of that, apparently, he's visiting Texas again. See, and according to the front page here, this is Yahoo News. They didn't write the story, but they wrote this headline, Trump's do-over visit to Texas. So according to the news here, he's visiting Texas not because he cares about them, but because he needs to have a do-over. So I don't know. I mean, they didn't say that. They didn't say that he's going back there because he didn't care about them. He just says he's getting it's his do-over visit. So do-over, to me, when I hear the words do-over, that makes me feel that something wasn't done right the first time. But see how sneaky the press is. So I interpret it as he didn't do it right the first time. But if I said Yahoo News is a crummy news source, there's a crummy place to get your news from, because they called President Trump's visit a do-over and thereby implied that he did not do things right the first time, they would say, no, that's not what we implied. You're reading into the story. See, and they weasel their way around sometimes, right? Sometimes they make a mistake and they get too direct with things. But other times they weasel their way around. But do-over to me, Todd, what does do-over mean to you?
To attempt again and to repeat.
But does it carry any connotation in your mind?
Recover from a failure.
To recover from a failure. Yeah. To recover from a... So... So the implication, you know, and I can't call this fake news, can I? Because he is actually going there. But is it a do-over? So this headline that was on Yahoo News is actually for a story. So for the Associated Press. And the Associated Press headline says, for Trump, chance to return with empathy for Harvey victims. You see, the first time he went there, he didn't have any empathy in the victims. But this time he's going to have a chance to do it. It doesn't mean that he is going to do it. According to this Ken Thomas written AP headline. Ken Thomas has written this. Associated Press. For Trump, chance to return with empathy for Harvey victims. So this is Trump's chance. Because he blew the first time. He blew the first chance. But now this is a chance to return, this time with empathy for Harvey victims. You know? And again, you see, the headline is Weasley, isn't it? It's like, well, we're not saying he messed up the first time. You know? We're just saying it's a chance to return with empathy for Harvey victims. I mean, we didn't say he didn't have empathy the first time. The headline is ostensibly correct, right? I mean, he does have a chance to return, and he has a chance to return with empathy. He might return with empathy. He might return with malice, braggadocio, you know, whatever. We don't know, but this is his chance. He has an opportunity here, the president. A golden opportunity to right his past wrongs of visiting hurricane victims. Amazing, astonishing that these people can look in the mirror every day and go, I think today I'm going to write a headline that will benefit the people of this great country. So I hope that Ken Thomas is proud of himself because he has done just a bang-up job for the Associated Press. Now, this story is released 9 minutes ago, so they may change the headline later. They do that sometimes. They'll come out with a really crummy headline, just kind of really ripping into Trump, and then later on they'll soften it, right? They'll change it. So later on, I don't know, but later on, instead of seeing chance to return with empathy for Harvey victims, it might say Trump returns to visit victims of Hurricane Harvey. I might say that. I like how, you know, the newspapers back in the day would have to save space because it costs money to print a paper. And there's only so much space that they have within the number of pages that they print. And so they would do things like they would eliminate commas or add commas and take away the word and. They shorten the sentence as much as possible, where you could still tell what they wanted to say, but it wouldn't sound like a normal sentence. Like, I wouldn't go up to my friend and say, "For Trump, chance to return with empathy for Harvey victims." So it's funny that they still have that style, even though now they have plenty of space. They still have that kind of shortened style. So they can say a crap headline like this, and it actually sounds like news because of that style. But it's actually not news. It's not the old days where people would research a story. It's just a crappy, crummy headline that criticizes the president for no good damn reason. Let's read into the story and see what they've brought us here. President Donald Trump brought plenty of optimism and swagger to Texas on his first visit to survey Harvey's devastation. He's getting a chance to return with empathy. God, that's just so mean. That's so wrong. I mean, the implication that he just has no empathy. God. And the thing is, I don't know, maybe he doesn't. Maybe Trump doesn't care one whit about these people. But the thing is, you don't know. You're not in the guy's head. You know, nothing that he said would imply that he doesn't. In fact, quite the opposite. So why would you write that? I'm baffled by this. Are they actively paid to say crummy things about Trump? I mean, I know in a way they are. I mean, the guy wrote the headline, so he's getting paid. But is he getting paid to write slanted headlines and stories? Or is this what's in his heart? Does he really genuinely just go, "Oh, this president, he's the worst. I got to write something about him so people can see how mean he is"? I'm genuinely curious as to what is behind the motives of people like Ken Thomas. So Ken Thomas, if you were within the earshot, if you can hear the sound of my voice, please write a message to me. Email me, edman@email.com. And just give me your reason. I would love to know what's in your head. Love to know. I should come out with a counter news site. What do you guys think of this? I'll come out with a counter news site. And the whole purpose of the site is just to point out crummy headlines and then write a crummy headline about the writer of the story. Ken Thomas gets chance to rewrite his headline with empathy. To rewrite his Trump headline with empathy and common sense. Ken Thomas has chance to redeem himself. The last paragraph of the story reads, Trump has sent lawmakers an initial request for a $7.9 billion down payment towards Harvey relief and recovery efforts, a request expected to be swiftly approved by Congress, which returns to work Tuesday after its summer break. I mean, now, if this is approved, do you think they'll give him any credit at all? Probably not. Probably not. Now, let's take a look at other important headlines for the week. This one is from, when is this dated? August 29th. This is on Twitter. This was put on Twitter by Elliot Wagland, head of pictures at London Evening Standard, former picture editor at Mail Online and at Arsenal Fan. Email, you can email him at standard.co.uk. Okay, so not sure Melania is prepared for Hurricane Harvey. And there's a picture of Melania and Donald Trump standing next to each other, and she is in heels. So they're saying stilettos. I don't really know what stilettos are. I guess I'm a guy. Let's see. Louis Vuitton luggage is a must for visiting a hurricane-ravaged state is the next thing that he posts in reply to himself. So he's making fun of rich people having Louis Vuitton luggage. Louis Vuitton luggage is a must for visiting a hurricane-ravaged state. So what they should have done, see, the Trumps, is they should have had some social awareness and stopped at Walmart first. See, they should have sent the Secret Service in to buy some crappy Walmart luggage and then come back so that when Elliot Wagland took the picture, he wouldn't have anything to criticize. Right? Just forget about, you know, doing the job that needs to be done and just start focusing on appearances. Because every other president that's done that has done amazing so far, right? Just devastatingly effective. Every politician that just BS's us through his time in office. That's what we really want, isn't it? Somebody who just, you know, just is all about appearances. So Melania, who's very nice looking here, in her what is that, a bomber jacket? In her jacket, pants, and stilettos, changed. And he writes, breaking news. Breaking news. Melania Trump ditched the high heels for Adidas trainers and her First Lady of the U.S. cap as they arrive for a briefing on relief efforts. So now she has changed her shoes and is now dressed properly. And this is breaking news. And then below that, this is another report that he gave to us. It says sunglasses at night. So there's a picture of Donald Trump and Melania next to each other. And she has got sunglasses on. And she's wearing them at night. You know, they're standing in the area around them is lit, perhaps brightly lit. Maybe they're used to flash bulbs going off in their face. Maybe she wore them all day and forgot to take them off. Maybe she just thinks she looks really cool in them. Yeah? You know? I mean, I've known fellers. Maybe you've been that feller who walks in knowing that they look good with their sunglasses on, sometimes wearing them a little later than you should. Thank goodness that when you did that, that there wasn't any cameras around and that Elliot Wagland wasn't standing there to plaster your picture all over Twitter. So this has been fun. You know, I mean, to just go over the news for the week and just see the crumminess here. Let's look at the comment section below this. So first comment here, Nick Mayer. Hey, why don't you focus on the actual hurricane Melania is taking the time to visit victims of, rather than mocking her wardrobe? I like that. I like that. I guess Elliot Wagland doesn't rate high enough to get the trolls, the anti-Trump trolls on there. Another one says, hey, that was Nick Meyer said, hey. Paul says, damned if they do, damned if they don't. Go too early or too late. Say the wrong thing. Can't win. God bless everyone caught up in this tragedy. Next one, American Woman. They complain about everything a Trump does or wears. You don't see them going out of their way to help anyone. Just sit at home blabbering. Yeah, I mean, I agree with all those remarks. It's they just can't do anything right, can they? That no matter all she's doing, my God, all she's doing is walking around. And according to the press, she can't do that correctly. She is physically walking from one place to another. But because not, could you imagine if Michelle Obama had those same things on? And you know what? I'm sure if I scroll down in the comments, I'm sure somebody posted pictures, because they do that a lot of times. They'll criticize Melania for wearing something. Then you scroll down, they have a picture of Michelle Obama wearing something similar where they're just raving about it and saying how great she is. And that is just the absolute truth. But you know what, guys? Take heart. Because I have faith in the American people, and there's not that many Democrats. There really aren't. I think it's something like 20. They make fun of Trump's approval rating. Democrats right now comprise about something like 26, 28% of the population. Yeah, they're getting their butts handed to them. And they're on the wrong track here. And it's annoying, but in another sense, do we really want them to stop? Because I think the average person can look at something and say, oh, look, the president and his wife are visiting hurricane victims. They're surveying the damage. They're appropriating, trying to get money appropriated for the victims. But the headlines here are that she's got the wrong shoes on. So, and that she's wearing her sunglasses on too late. So maybe, you know, they'll say, these stories aren't really doing any good to me or the rest of the country. I'll just go ahead and ignore them. And the Democrats will continue to lose more and more and more power. So maybe this is really a good thing. I mean, back in the day when the press would say some true things and then they would say some biased, slightly slanted things, and they would kind of steer you over into a direction that they wanted you to think in, things weren't quite so obvious. And you're like, yeah, hey, yeah, they're right about that. This story is good. This is a good story. This story makes sense. But now when they have these ridiculous headlines and ridiculous stories that are just so blatantly, obviously biased, I think that it's a lot easier to see through it and go, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to make my own decision, and I'm going to get my own news sources. I'm going to Google stories. I'm going to Google things. I'm going to figure out what's really happening here, because obviously this headline isn't it. All right, next headline. You know, guys, I'm just pulling these things up. I'm not even cherry picking or trying to get certain ones that are going to fit my narrative. I'm just pulling up the news. That's all I'm doing. CNN politics: Trump returns to Gulf Coast for test as comforter in chief, and comforter in chief is in single quotes. This is by Betsy Klein and Jeremy Diamond. The ace reporting duo, Betsy Klein and Jeremy Diamond. Legendary reporters. Let's see. President Trump is getting a second chance for the post-natural disaster presidential visit. A second chance. He decides to go down there, and they're calling it a second chance. Like the nation is going, all right, Trump, you've got one more chance at doing this. You don't blow it, Trump. He's choosing to go down here to this place, and they're acting like it's a chance. He's getting one more chance. All right, second chance is what they're saying. Trump joined by First Lady Melania Trump will land here late Saturday morning to witness the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey. This was just published earlier today. To meet with survivors 4 days after his first visit to Texas. Then he touted the size of the crowd that greeted him outside a firehouse, but failed to mention the storm's victims. You know, I completely believe that he did that, but of all the videos I watched, I didn't see that one. And I've seen a lot of videos. So, you know, they picked one instance and they just harped on it and harped on it and harped on it. Leaving critics and even some allies saying he failed to demonstrate the empathy and compassion presidents are expected to display during these visits. So CNN also saying the same thing. It's like, do they get together and they just figure out what they're going to write? Because they're all using the same words. They've all got the same kind of slant to the story. Very similar headlines where we're going to build this as a second chance. You know, it's ridiculous, but it's also kind of scary too, isn't it? I mean, do you feel like you're in the middle of some sort of groupthink, you know, thing going on with the press where they're just all of like one hive mind and they've all decided to write the same thing? I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, a long time ago there was I would read Mad Magazine and I would read Cracked. And I'd be like, man, they both have parodies and they're both, you know, pretty good parodies, but they don't, for the most part, they don't use the same words. They don't overlap. I mean, maybe they get together with each other and they figure out, hey, okay, we're not going to tell the same joke, right? I mean, maybe like they're friends behind the scenes, even though they seem like competitors. When I would watch late night shows, I do know that they actively make sure that they don't, you know, write the same jokes. They'll call each other up and stuff and talk. These guys ought to do the same thing, because this is just the same record over and over again. Well, that's it for this week. I'm the Ed Man. You can write me, Ed Man, EDMAN, at email, EMA.